Hi, everybody. Welcome to Who Cares About the Rock Hall, a podcast about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm your host, Joe Guzal. I know entirely too much about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Sometimes a curse or burden or sad information about my life that I know much about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But if there is any day of the year where that serves me and serves you, the listener, today might just be that day.
Wow.
One of our two annual Christmas mornings, we get to where we're a parent. It's like we're kids of divorced parents because we get two Christmases.
We get two Christmases. That's why it's better this way, honey.
Who's that comforting mom chiming in? It's my co-host, the skeptic, the voice of the people, the little devil on my shoulder, Kristen Studdard. Hey, Kristen.
Hello, Joe.
I'm sure the people can tell we are in person.
We are fully in person. I just was thinking about this. I haven't gotten excited yet. It hasn't like the bubble, the butter, like it depends when it starts. I don't know. This is the latest that I've started to feel. I haven't felt the excitement yet for this announcement. And I think it's because there's just, you know, it's such a surprise that it's coming this way. And I think back to our very first time with our third guest.
And this is sixth annual for us. And yeah, the first time we did this was with this guest. And we're kind of going back to our roots, going back to basics here. We like to get the whole draft team together to do this. We certainly did that at least last year. Cards didn't exactly fall that way this year. But I'm excited to just kind of get back to the way it used to be. From the Round Ball Rock podcast, frequent favorite guest, Joey Devine. Welcome back, buddy.
Hi, thanks for having me, you guys. I just wanted to point out real quick that I actually celebrate four Christmases because my dad is Vince Vaughn.
Your parents are still married, but it's more of a loyalty to the brand and the franchise. Speaking of which, we should have a franchise. Let's get eight.
Eight Christmases.
I mean, we've been waiting for it.
When will they give the people what they want?
So here we are, inductee announcement day.
Very exciting.
Okay, now I'm getting excited. I am getting a little, it's happening. You're hearing it in my voice now that I'm going to know soon.
And
okay,
now
I'm getting a little excited.
10 straight weeks covering artists on the ballot, which is like the most in a row that we've done in a long time. I think last year we did six kind of spread out.
Guys did a lot of work this year.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. And we also talked to a lot of voters.
Launched the Patreon. It's been a banner. This is the sixth time. Did you say that this is the sixth?
The sixth time doing an inductee announcement. Yeah. Yes, because 2019 was the first.
2019. I'm up at 4 a.m.
Yeah,
at my house.
At Joey's house.
Trying not to wake my sleeping girlfriend.
Yeah, and here we are.
And here
six years later.
And now the announcement not coming in the morning anymore.
No,
coming at night.
From Brian Dunkelman. He still hosts that show, right?
Joey, I have bad news.
What?
I have bad news.
Who is Brian Dunkelman?
He was the original.
What poll is that?
He was the original co-host of American Idol, and he quit the show after the first season.
What?
And then it took off. I'm sorry, Joey.
He quit the show?
Yeah. I think he didn't like the exploitative nature of it.
Wow. Okay. So too many principles. Sorry, Dunkel.
He was not for me, dog.
Yeah.
It's going to be a no for me. But no, you got to be like Seacrest. You got to latch on and then ride it to the top.
Absolutely. No principles.
But it's now 5 p.m. versus 5 a.m.
Okay.
You know, 8 p.m. Eastern is when American Idol airs, which of course our listeners know that because they either just watched it, or they've heard us talk about it, tweet about it. I had to attach an intro to our last episode to be like, hey, we just learned about this. If anyone is curious what we're talking about, for the first time ever this year, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees were announced live on American Idol.
And you found out that this was going to happen from the most important category,
your mom. My mom was on it.
Your mom texted you and said they're announcing the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees on American Idol.
Yes, very funny.
So she knew before you did,
which did.
I mean, this is just
amazing.
It goes back to show you that is the most important category.
Yeah, it's not just a joke. No. This is baked into the formula.
I said to Ross, my fiance. The other last night, I said, "Did you know that the inductees are being announced on American Idol?" And he goes, "Oh yeah, you know, everyone at the office was talking about it." And I was like, "Really?" He's like, "No, Kristen, no, of course not.
Of course, that's a joke.
Nobody was talking about it."
Be and I was like, real.
He really got me.
That's so funny.
Oh, it but, was.
I mean, but yeah, my mom was. She was watching American Idol live, and so she got the news. She knew it was relevant to my interests and work. And yeah, now. Wow.
Your life's work.
I hope not.
You got scooped by your mom. That's wild.
You know, I just straight up screenshotted the text and put it on our socials. There was no better way to announce that news. But yeah, American Idol, which, you know, there's this relationship with ABC now for the hall. Oof. And so I guess
vertical integration. It's really happening.
Yeah. This is the of the two big announcements this year. This is the second one that is happening during the weekend, which for press cycles is not great. I would say this makes a little bit more sense and a little bit more visible than when they announced during the TCAs for the nominees, which was the Television Critics Association, which is not televised. But, you know, they got to please ABC. ABC's a big player. They were very happy about the ceremony airing on their network. Good ratings, prime time, January 1st.
New Year's
1st.
Day, baby.
But yeah, I guess so. This ABC thing, the mouse, because it is a Disney corporation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Again, there'll just be one singular corporation by the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guarantee next year, I guarantee by this time next year, they'll be plugging that you can like bet on this at ESPN Bet.
Oh,
which is a new ESPN thing they like own.
And that's in the gambling. Disney. That's in the Disney family, yeah. Right?
Oh boy!
Yeah.
Now ESPN. Mickey's involved in
let's
gambling.
Get, Mickey's getting dark.
Let's get an inductee exhibit. Mickey. Exhibit inductee ride at Disneyland.
Ooh.
Let's make Mickey wants to send Shohei Ohtani's interpreter to prison for life.
Boy.
Yeah. So. And you mentioned we have a Patreon now. Mm-hmm,
that's
I just
want
to mention.
Good for you guys.
Thank you. Patreon.com/rockallpod.
Cool.
I want to thank everyone who's been listening to our voter call episodes, which have been exclusively on Patreon. And I want to tell people now that our Patreon will continue through the fallow period, through our break. We are going to stop doing regular main feed episodes and pivot to just doing episodes on Patreon. So if you'd like to continue to hear us on a weekly basis, subscribe.
In kind of a looser, fun format.
In person, leaning back on our, again, comedy roots. Mm-hmm. No artist episodes, but Rock Hall oriented, but I think fun episodes. I think if you like the episodes like the draft or when we go through the newly eligible artists, when
if
we're just kind of hanging
Bing
out.
Bong.
Yeah. I mean, we'll probably play some games and stuff. And if you enjoy the dynamic of when we get our friends in here and just kind of goof off, I think that's what I would like to pivot towards.
It's for the real heads who enjoy when wife acts like stupid baby.
Yes. Yeah, if you've been here since wife acts like stupid baby,
you're about to become wife. Not my wife, but you're about to become wife.
Oh my God, I am going to be wife. Oh boy.
And you know what comes after wife?
Uh-oh. Stupid baby.
First comes wife, then comes stupid baby.
Oh boy. So before we jump into it, let's kind of talk about where we are coming
into
this.
Where's our head at?
I will kind of review.
When's Basement Jack's going to
go? I was just going to ask that
like,
same question.
Really, truly.
I even forgot that's who did that song. But
That's why I didn't jump in right away. I was like, Aphex Twin?
No, Basement yeah, right. Jack's, y'all, come on.
Two X's?
Yes.
Definitely two X's.
So when the nominees first came out, our first reactions were Cher was a lock. Mm-hmm. Ozzy was a lock. Mm-hmm. Frampton ride the wave. Dave possibly going to ride the wave. Foreigner, classic rock, lock.
Oh, God.
Aunt Mariah,
hopefully,
too big to fail.
I wish.
And Kool & the Gang, which I was cautiously optimistic
maybe
about because of I didn't want to get too excited. Mm-hmm. And then Lenny Kravitz sitting in a position where so beloved by the industry, but not beloved by critics. But that's, as I recall, initially that's where we kind of fell. Mm-hmm. Then Mark Ronson did a For Your Consideration campaign for Foreigner, which I think really cemented
Foreigner
them in my...
Foreigner Your Consideration.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Frampton started to do similar stuff, not as crazy, but he was putting a QR code on his on like flyers at his show so people could vote.
People to do the fan vote.
Yes.
I forgot about that.
And then...
Is this going to be a bummer? Ugh,
we started...
Now I'm scared again.
I felt more confident about Kool and the Gang after we talked to people, and I thought I was going to have to make
you
the
got
hard press.
Skewed.
But nobody needed me to convince them.
No, but this could be the Spinners. They could really get in.
Yeah, they positioned like a poppier Spinners, like a more songs people know Spinners who got in last year, and then lost some confidence in Mariah Carey because the people we thought would vote for her were not breaking for Mariah. So that felt like, oh, this is maybe an issue. Anything else you guys would like to bring up about how you're feeling, thoughts, where this could go?
I mean, I'm thinking about like hip hop. That's really kind of the big question for me is do they just put, you know, Eric B and Rakim in a side category so that they have a hip hop act in this year, or do we just have none, or does Tribe somehow manage? I mean, I don't know. That's the big question for me. Like the big, big one. Mm-hmm. And then the like little question is like Sinead O'Connor. Like that's the whisper, you know, where I'm like, it's so unlikely, but I just have a little whisper. Cause you know, I remember Kate Bush didn't get in so many times. It took the, you know, Stranger Things push and all that to make it happen. But it's not like there's been this snowball building momentum for Sinead. And then, you know, she passed and now we've like hit the thing. So it's seeming very unlikely, but I just want to whisper Sinead O'Connor.
I mean, an immediate posthumous induction isn't the craziest thing in the world. You think about it being on the front of people's minds, a lot of sympathy. So yeah, that is something to consider. And the hip hop question is a curious one. I think we said no hip hop is likely to go through the ballot just the way, I mean, Eric B and Rakim are probably definitively at the bottom in terms of
no way that
name
they
recognition.
Are,
and then like, so we were thinking possibly them through a side category and then, you know, Tribe has a better shot, but they're still not a Jay-Z and not an Eminem.
Right.
Not a sure thing.
I just want to be surprised in a good way. Like all of the people, I won't be, I know what I'm dealing with here.
I would say, though, every time we've done this, you are surprised in a good way.
I hope so.
I'm just saying, looking back on it.
In general, kind of bummed by the ballot this year, I would say. Like, there's not enough weird stuff on.
That is, yeah, we've lamented that.
The lack of weird.
Yeah. Like, give me somebody small who deserves to be in, who won't get on, who won't get in, but
it's
like,
fun to talk about.
We get to talk about them.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I think. Oh, okay.
You know, it also sort of feels like, as someone who grew up in the 90s, like Lenny Kravitz, Dave Matthews, these are like our Foreigner.
Why
have we skipped Beck or whatever?
Even White Stripes as we get into the 2000s or like Soundgarden. Like, it's funny, if Soundgarden had been on this ballot, I would have voted for them.
Yeah.
But even like the Smashing Pumpkins are more.
I really agree.
It is a bummer that like, the 90s representation is like that's,
like
I agree.
Our Foreigner.
Yeah,
which
in
Chicago.
And Foreigner in Chicago, it shouldn't be coming so soon.
Yeah. It's like there are way more bands from that era that are far more deserving and like popular, critically acclaimed. I mean, there's just like a zillion.
It's just a weird thing.
What
where
a strange
like
set
Lenny
of
Kravitz
choices.
Before Weezer, like, and I don't even like Weezer sure. that much, mm-hmm. but it's like
contribution to rock and roll.
Yeah, it's like, just it, strange. And I look, I'm not even saying that Dave and Lenny shouldn't. Well, no. they're my friends, so
yeah, you call them by their first names.
In,
yeah.
They shouldn't get in. It's just it order feels like wise, a weird it feels time. Strange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree.
I would say Oasis is not as strange, though.
Oh, yeah, like, Oasis
yeah. is
like,
on the ballot.
That's like, okay, yeah, no, it, that's it could be this time. Right.
I forgot Oasis
but I don't think
the
they're getting in.
They're not getting in, I don't think so. No. But what do I know? But they're not getting in.
I mean, it's that's been one where it's like, I could see it either way, right? Yeah.
But also to the point that I forgot that they were nominated.
Not a great sign.
It's not an awesome sign.
Yeah, and then, you know,
Mary J. Blige?
Jane's, Sade,
oh, yeah,
Mary
Sade.
J. Like, rounding out the ballot
this is
here.
Gonna be a bummer. I can tell. All right.
Well, you
break
know,
it to me.
The last thing I'll say is I don't, on the main feed, I've not revealed my ballot. That was something that was on the, should I keep it on the Patreon?
Ooh, I don't know, Joe. This is.
I'll just, at this point, the inductees, we're announcing them. I'll
the
say.
The Patreon yeah. heard.
They heard.
Like, yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to be like,
you gave them the access early.
No one's going to be like, well, I'll sign up now to hear his list. So I, Kool & the Gang, obviously, front, top of my ballot. And then Tribe was my second pick. And then because I had seven, I was like, I'm going to do Eric B. and Rakim as well. I'm going to do both hip hop.
Good choice.
Hip hop is, it's important to get into the hall. And then I was excited to vote for the Divas, for Mariah.
The Divas, induct the Divas.
And Mary J. I did not vote for Cher, though, because I don't think she needed my vote. I think Cher is going to be fine.
Yep.
And then I was impressed with Sade. Just they have a great body of work, a very consistent.
Great.
And then Sinead as well. Yep. I thought, you know, here is the coolest person on the ballot, and that's with a C, not with a K.
That's a different person.
But no, just like someone, you know, how can I look at that degree of artistic integrity and what the industry did to her? And yeah, I just felt like I can put my weight behind Sinead and feel good about it. So that was my ballot. Now.
So you're anti-Pope?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All popes. Yeah. Let's be clear. Every pope. No, thanks.
Nope.
All right. So we will start.
Oh, boy.
All right. I mean, like, let's. It's never crazy.
Tell a story, Joe. Break my heart. Let's go.
I do tell a story with the way I reveal these, mm-hmm. and We ease into it because I'm not going to start with anything crazy. I'm going to start with the ones that are obvious and like basically givens. And so, like, who was the big lock on the ballot this year?
All right.
Cher, of course.
Yeah. Of course.
Someone I drafted twice, but not this year.
I also drafted her before. And
this is, you know, becoming a bit of a trend for us is that the artist that we...
We're ahead of the curve.
And then when it's time, you know...
We're bored with them.
Right. We think, well, I got to stop because they're... We draft them every year, then the year we don't is the year they get in.
Because who did that happen with?
I want to say, I don't remember.
It's people getting on the ballot, too. It's
George
like
Michael
Iron Maiden getting on
the year he went in, but also we'd all been drafting him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think no one did Joy Division last year.
Yeah. No,
that's
the one.
The one.
Yeah.
And it was like,
year.
Okay, awesome.
That is. That's perfect. What it was.
But yeah, I mean, Cher, this was not a surprise. We knew this. I would have felt bad if she didn't get in because we had.
Pretty much assured people
directly
that it was happening.
Told voters they didn't need to vote for her. I don't think we took, this was not one where we took, especially since there's seven, we weren't like, let's divert this vote. I think we let everybody who wanted to vote for Cher vote for Cher.
So what songs does Cher do?
I think she does, well, it's not even a given that she performs.
Right.
Yeah.
But if she did, I would say, even though it's Sonny and Cher, she does have to do I Got You, Babe. Mm-hmm. I would say she
who
does.
Who do you think, who's the Harry Styles? Like who comes out and does that with her?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
Lady Gaga.
Oh.
Christina Aguilera.
Oh.
If you want to hear more well thought out, you can listen to our Cher episode where we went through a lot of different people who could
where we shared our
predictions and
so yeah, turn back time
believe. And probably I remember we did this before. It was like, maybe don't end on believe, maybe, but also she could do.
I want to hear Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
I wonder if Cher's going to go to Cleveland. I think she'll go. I think she'll be there.
Well, I mean, this is interesting because Cher had badmouthed the Hall right before the nomination. Like, how does she handle this PR-wise? Like, she's been very quiet since the ballot came out.
Mm-hmm. She just tweets a bunch of emojis and pretends she didn't do it. That would be my guess.
Yeah, I mean, let's...
I think we're at the point of no accountability for people and mm-hmm. anything they say ever.
You can just
so
pretend.
I think she'll just be like, thanks, this is mm-hmm. awesome.
Yeah.
Cry emoji, heart, yeah. heart, peace sign. I also think something they sometimes do, especially if she's like the foundation of the jam, which I don't know that she necessarily would be, but it's a possibility because she's such a legend. She has a popular cover of the Shoop Shoop song.
Oh, yeah, from mm-hmm. Mermaids.
Yeah, which is like... Sometimes they do that, like, oh, this is like an old rock and roll song and you have a famous cover version of it and you could do it, and you could do it with a bunch of other people taking turns on the verses and the... So
that's cool that Cher's getting in. I like it. Mm-hmm. I'm happy.
Long-term snub.
She's cool.
And yeah, Cher is cool.
Cher is cool.
All right.
Oh, boy.
I mean... There were two legends on this list. So
all right, then. Here we go. That's right.
Ozzy Osbourne.
That should be the jam. Crazy Train.
Get as many guitar players up there. Like it's 1988. Just like going to fucking town. But yeah, he's the second definitive legend on this ballot. I know some people online were starting to lose confidence in him because of the heavy metal kind of anti-bias, but I think
he doesn't count.
He's bigger than that. He's bigger than genre.
Again, it's the mom factor because even if your mom doesn't like Ozzy Osbourne's music, she knows who he is, and she loved the Osbournes.
And his whole family is very visible.
It's both.
Yeah. Just a very visible figure and media personality at this point.
People see that name and they're like, gotta do it. Mm-hmm. Come on. The right. Ozman, Ozfest.
The Ozman cometh.
He ate a bat.
He chewed a head off. I don't know if he swallowed.
I think he swallowed it. Also snorted a line of ants.
Mm-hmm. I believe bit the head off a dove as well. He was biting heads off stuff. Left and right. What will he bite the head off the statue? It does have a little head.
Ooh,
that would be a
great question.
It would break some teeth, I think, with that guy. Can't imagine he's got solid chomp. I mean, he's got veneers for sure. But yeah, I mean, good for Ozzy.
All right, Ozzy, that'll be cool. Morello will get out there on his guitar.
Mm-hmm. Does Ozzy
tear it up?
Yes, I think he does. And the reason
is
I think this,
he's still able to do that.
He's able to do it, but he canceled a bunch of tour dates coming up and was essentially like, I don't think I can tour anymore. I would like to have one
last
thing.
He's like, you can come to me though.
Yeah. So I think he wants to have one kind of final thing. And I think he can muster up like three songs and they will do what they can to support him in that endeavor. And then this will likely be his final performance. It's morbid, but he's been phrasing it. I mean, like that before the nomination, just that he'd like something.
He'll chair it. You think he'll framp it?
No, I don't think so. I think he can still.
He's still out there mobile.
He's mobile, but he's puttering.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
But he's always been puttering.
Yeah,
since
he's
20
been
years.
Puttering 90s. Since the show. Yeah. Sharon. Yeah. A show I didn't even watch.
No, but culturally, we just know all the references.
How old is he?
He is probably around 80, if I had to guess.
Are you serious?
I mean, he seems...
I thought he was younger.
Excuse me, he's 75.
Okay, but still, that I didn't know he was that old.
I mean, Sabbath
and
started
Cher
in
is
69.
How old? She's in her 70s.
So Ozzy's 75. Cher is 77.
All right, so far... The odds, the predictions are coming true. We've been talking about how this could be a farewell concert for everyone on mm-hmm. the band mm-hmm.
right.
that gets inducted. Mm-hmm. The next person you say is going to also fit that
Cher's
bill.
Cher's boyfriend's like 21 years old, though.
Keeps her young.
Keeps her young. Yeah, her social media manager keeps her seeming young as well. No, she's definitely tweeting herself.
Well, our Kristen, you alluded to it, but our next inductee is 73.
Oh. He's only, okay, 73.
Peter Frampton.
There we go. So everybody's in their 70s so far.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we know from last year, Frampton, he can walk with a cane, but he play in order to really get into the solos and the guitar work, he sits down while he plays.
He's going to have fun. It's going to be
ageless, though.
It's going to be nice to see this like performance. It is not amazing that he's getting in the hall. It's not like my favorite thing.
And his, you know, as we've said, and am I going to say no shade? Listen, we
go off, queen.
We know that Peter Frampton is a very nice man, a very talented musician. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he killed it at the ceremony last year. And this is, you know,
hilarious on The Simpsons.
Yeah, no, really quite a good guest star appearance there. But, you know, I wouldn't say that he exactly has a Hall of Fame worthy career.
No,
I've been saying that all year.
It doesn't matter. Frampton's camels, they got in line, they trekked across the desert, and they
made it to the oasis.
Yeah.
We'll see if
Cleveland.
If there's an oasis with a camel. But yeah, this is one of the most clear setups we've seen. I mean, we've seen setups before, but like wheeling Frampton out to then make his case through the medium of shredding with Sheryl Crow's induction last year. And now he's in. I mean, he also, like, he is the type of artist that we know the voters like to go for. Classic rock, 70s, hugely popular with, like...
It's really weird how much times have changed where, like, what year is High Fidelity... Where he's like a punchline. Like his music is a punchline.
Yeah. That's like 2000, I think. Yeah. Right. Like, yeah.
That's very Gen X, though.
No, but that's what I mean. Is it's just like.
When Gen X was like controlling the culture, it was like Frampton is kind of lame.
Yeah.
And there just aren't. That's the thing about Gen X, though. It's a small generation. And so there weren't enough Gen X voters to put this down.
Yeah. In fact, they've been skipped because like the Dave Lenny Kravitz contingent is like millennial. It's like early millennial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they're right.
Crazy. It's the forgotten generation.
Well, they got skipped. They were always going to be skipped, though, because they were such a small generation. And it's like the boomers and the millennials are like, you know, mirror generations.
Yeah, it is. I mean, like, that's kind of the MTV generation. And we had like a few years of like, would you call Duran Duran and Eurythmics and George Michael kind of Gen X? But it did feel like this year they were like, okay, enough of that.
Yeah,
It really felt that way.
We're kind of skipping alternative altogether to get to like this weird like tail end. Like Creed is next or whatever.
Stop it.
Creed isn't
they
next.
They still nominated Jane's Addiction, you know, which they just did to like, I don't know, get their names
Perry
back
Farrell
out there.
Or worse. Ultimately, you know, I mean, we'll see, but.
Oh, yeah, we will see. Oh, my gosh, do you think Jane's is going to get in? Sorry. Wow, I've become so... I used to just be... I mean, I hated... I didn't like the hall. I was skeptical. But now I'm just even more cynical.
Uh-huh. You're like Gen X.
I know. Maybe I'm Gen X.
Whoa.
I am in that sandwich generation.
Me
I'm
too.
In the Oregon Trail generation. I'm a genial.
Yeah.
All right. So, should we
continue
down?
Yeah, play cool in the game.
Down this trend?
Yeah. No, who else is who else? It's going to be Foreigner next.
We knew this.
Congratulations,
was
Jimmy Pardo.
Yeah.
And Mark Ronson.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is, you don't bet against classic rock. We knew this.
Ugh.
The Mark Ronson advocacy really took things over the top. What an effective campaign.
Foreigner in, Harry Nilsson not.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I mean, we've been... I've been pretty warm to foreigner. Yeah,
I've watched it happen.
Just like
the frog has boiled.
They've got a good dozen songs that everybody knows, and if you're it's kind of like if you're going to have a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and you exclude Foreigner, it almost feels rude. Like, of course Foreigner gets in. They were a gigantic rock band and they sold the most records of any rock band that wasn't in the hall.
Just why do they have to get in while I'm paying attention? I think that's my biggest gripe, I guess. You know, you could put them in. You should have done it 10 years ago before I knew anything about this stupid institution. And I'm sure many people agree with that. Maybe that's where the Foreigner fans and I can come together.
Perhaps. But, you know, and this is another group of guys where it's like, Mick Jones has Parkinson's. Lou Gramm just announced he's retiring. One last hurrah.
Would you say, are these guys in their 70s from the 70s?
Yeah.
Is that where we're at?
They absolutely have to be.
In their 70s from the 70s. That's the name of the game now.
It's like 80 for Brady. But
yeah.
Mick Jones is 79. Oof. So he's our oldest so far.
Okay.
Kind of surprisingly. I don't know.
70s then, from the 70s.
And then Lou Gramm is 73.
All right.
Okay. So a little bit of a baby.
Kind of a young guy.
A bit of a baby.
Bit of an age gap going on. All right. Kind of problematic for the band.
So, yeah, we do, as we've been saying all along, it's been a farewell class. And we say farewell to you because we're going to go on a little bit of a break. When we come back, we'll finish out these inductees.
Hello, Pantheon podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house. And my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We hope you had a nice break. We hope over your break,
you completed the picture.
And you went through a convoluted process to scan and identify
She-Hulk.
Why isn't she green?
Anyway, so we've gone through.
We hope over the break you gave Coca-Cola access to your camera.
So you can figure out that a drawing is She-Hulk.
All right. Whew. Cher, Ozzy Osbourne, Peter Frampton, Foreigner. We've got
a pretty boring list.
Septuagenarians, that's what we call them.
Yes, that's right.
We've talked quite a bit about how this was going to be, you know, a final thing for a lot of people, a lot of artists. And I would say there was one more artist on here that fit that bill.
That's right. Joe's got a reason to party, and that's because Kool & the Gang, on their second nomination, their first ever nomination.
They made such a big deal about how they were never nominated. I did a special episode specifically about how they were never nominated. And they, on their first nomination, and I think it's makes sense because, like, of course they would get in as soon as they were nominated. Yes. That's what I've been saying.
This rocks. And now, you know how I've been saying we're sweeping through the 70s? We're sweeping through the 70-year-olds, you know? Mm-hmm. That's what I didn't know what I meant in sure. all in all the ways we'd be sweeping through the 70s. Congratulations, Joe. How do
Thank
you feel?
You. I feel great.
I thought that they had been nominated like 20 and, years ago and not gotten
Joe's
in.
Joe's pet project.
My pet project, truly. I will be taking credit. But, you know, as I said before, though, when we talked to voters, I really didn't have to cajole anybody. Like, people yeah. were ready to vote for them and excited to vote for
this
them.
This was when the spinners got in last year. I think just a precedent has been set that there is room for these overlooked, you know, a funk soul, and soul bands. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that is great.
And they're such a pop band, too. They just mm-hmm. have so many songs that everybody knows. It's like. And their name recognition, I think, is pretty high mm-hmm. as well. So
yeah.
They didn't really need my help. Maybe I will advocate for some later members to be inducted. I know I talked about that on our episode about Kool and the Gang, but they've got the original guys along with their singer who they added. But they added some members.
They were like, let's not add, let's not induct any voters.
Yeah, right. Because that's the thing is, sadly, all the original members except for the titular Kool, Ronald Kool Bell, mm-hmm. Have passed, and their singer, JT Taylor, is still with us. And I hope he reunites with the band. I hope he sings with them, because he's still got it, as far as I understand. But, yeah, there's some guys from who are still with the band, who've been with the band since, like, the 70s and 80s, who I think, like, it would be nice to include them. And that wouldn't be unprecedented to add members to the list after their induction
Reeves
announcement.
Gabrel,
Reeves Gabrels is, yeah, a prominent example of that. But it's happened with others as well. But yeah, I'm very excited about Kool and the Gang.
I don't know another name of anyone else in The Cure besides Robert Smith and Reeves Gabrel.
It's so funny
the
that
number
like, that's
of times
number two.
That I've said his name is shocking.
Yeah, it stuck with you. For someone where yes. nothing sticks with you,
where
and you tend
I
to forget
forgot
it all.
That he, Kool and the Gang had not been nominated. Wow, I just, that is a funny little thing that will stay with me probably forever.
Mm-hmm. So I would say going into this, those were the five locks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For sure.
I felt pretty solid about that. Now, beyond that.
Oh, now we've got some room to have some fun.
We don't know. And so this is where things
get further
disappointing. Exciting.
Oh, boy.
And surprising.
Crash into me.
Let's go marching.
That's not yeah. how
that's
the
not
song
how that
goes.
I know.
At
I know.
All.
That song goes like this.
Oh, wow.
Dave Matthews Band.
Are they going to let the canceled man in? They are.
Boyd Tinsley, who, yes, was...
Wait, what happened?
Boyd Tinsley, their violin player, who's no longer their violin player because there were allegations of molestation.
Yeah.
Inappropriate behavior. He will Touching. Have to be he will have to be inducted because he was a crucial mm-hmm. member at their peak. It's like, can they not invite him? Mm-hmm. I mean, the band will probably not invite him, but like the hall, I don't know. But yeah, we'll see how that'll be an interesting thing to play out. But Dave Matthews Band, this is their second nomination after 2020.
I just looked.
They are riding the wave of, you know, Dave inducted Willie and played last mm-hmm. year. Another setup. This one wasn't quite as a done deal, in my opinion, as Frampton. Yeah. But, you know, they did definitively win the fan vote again this year. Would have been weird if they didn't get it again, but they were on the cusp, but they made it. Dave Matthews Band. Our first wow. act with no 70-year-olds.
Wow.
Are they the headliners?
Wow. I mean, so far, yes.
Probably.
Wow.
I mean, wow. just...
You can't headline Dave Matthews over Cher.
But here's the thing, is that stadium is going to be... filled.
Yeah.
This is Ohio. All right. Midwest is where their people are.
But
the breadbasket of Dave Matthews Band fans.
But they are also not a Foo Fighters. They are not like a Shore headliner.
No.
Like the Foo Fighters are.
Correct. But it is their. And now, don't come for me, but they are a Pearl Jam in that they have a Jamily, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have a Jamily. I don't know what the Dave heads are called. Maybe they're called the Cocopellis. Like, what's that guy?
Yeah. No,
what is the, what's the dancing man?
That's Cocopelli.
Yeah.
No, but they have, there's the artist.
Yeah.
But the Cocopelli is a little, you know, kind of guy. But then the Dave Matthews guy is like a burning man, fire dancer, maybe it's called. Mm-hmm. Wow. It's coming back to me slowly.
I'm looking up if the Dave Matthews fans have any.
The Dave Matthews fans.
They just go see Dave.
I think they're just
Dave's. Like, go see Dave's.
Friend, Dave, are you yeah. are you an FOD, a friend yeah. of Dave?
Friend of Dave. What are they called?
I don't think there's a name. I mean, there might be, but what is a DMB fan? It's so funny when Google gives you this. Let's not get into it. But let's also at this point.
The Dave Matthews icon is called Fire Dancer.
Okay.
I was right.
We got there. Okay. We haven't talked about the draft points yet.
Oh, geez.
But
zero.
Jimmy, is River just
no Jimmy. Jimmy. So okay. Jimmy had Ozzy, Kool & the Gang, and Dave.
Damn.
Which I believe puts him at 12
our highest
points.
Score,
highest
ever?
Score of all time. Yeah. Yeah. Like easily. I did get. I have four. I got some more points because I did have Peter Frampton.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we are right now.
Wait, so that's how many points?
So I have four mm-hmm. at this juncture.
Great.
Jimmy has 12.
How many do I have?
You have two.
Two? For what?
Because you have Mariah, so you're riding on Mariah. Yeah, so we're, that's still TBD.
Mm-hmm.
And then River has one.
And then King Goose Egg over here.
And, welcome to my world.
Joey's got zero. But... not exactly anyone's game, but still points to be had both on the rest of this ballot and, you know, potentially the side inductees.
Okay.
So that is six, though. We have had six mm-hmm. inductees.
We don't
in
have
the past.
Six. Joe, nice try, buddy. All right. This is year six. Speaking of six, this is the sixth year we've done this.
Now, many years we've done this. It's been six.
Yes,
the last
I know,
few, it's been seven.
But they had seven votes on the ballot. And
very,
so
very good.
You're not going to get me this year.
So,
all
yes,
right?
On the ballot for the first time ever, you could vote for seven, which leads us to believe that they will induct
mm-hmm.
seven mm-hmm. artists. Okay. And
I don't want to fly away.
The
no,
seventh
please, no.
artist inducted
please, no.
for the class of 2024.
Let's get it. And Mary J.
Nice.
Blige.
Cool.
You know, that's cool. At
that's,
least, hey, how about that?
That's a surprise.
That's yeah. nice to see. I'm glad about it.
I was feeling more confident about Mary J. when I saw people breaking for her and not Mariah.
And not Mariah.
People
well,
really were excited to vote for Mary J.
I think that they were, again, they were pulling a Melanfi and using it as a way to not vote for Mariah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucked up world out there. Okay, and people are against
Shots
Mariah.
Fired at Chris Melanfi.
No, he knows. He knows.
He knows what he did.
And I mean, he did it to my face. Mm-hmm. But you know, Mariah's had to fight hard in this world.
Sure. No, I mean she has. And listen, this is her second nomination after 2021, and you know, I was starting to worry that Cher was going to be our only woman.
Mm-hmm. But we got Mary.
Getting Mary J in here is good. She's very worthy, very talented,
I'm
has
glad
a great catalog.
She's in this dancery. It's very nice. It also gives us a nod toward hip hop because she is the queen of hip hop soul. Mm-hmm. And she is, mm-hmm. you know, I considered, and not just by me, I'm not the categorizer, mm-hmm. but she is a hip hop artist. So that's yep. cool.
Well, in a you sense. Know, what's funny about that is I lost the Game Show Network's The People Puzzler. Based on the People Magazine crossword puzzle.
Whoa.
The final round, I couldn't figure out you've solved three crossword puzzles at the same time. I had one question left. It was like this female hip hop artist and I had BL and I was like, I don't know who this is.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
calling her a hip hop artist
yeah.
is
yeah.
not
yeah.
about right.
Leah Remini, very unhappy that I didn't win.
Oh.
Yeah, invited me back though. So
oh,
stay
invited
tuned to
you
the
back.
People Puzzler.
Oh, I'm like, invited you back to where?
To go back on the People Puzzler.
To go back
puzzler.
On the show. Okay.
So I'm happy she got in. Sad I lost $10,000.
Oh, yeah, Lord. I'm sad you lost $10,000 too.
So that's 2 points for River. Two extra points.
Wow. Oh yeah, River. Damn.
River had. So The first three picks in the draft this year were Frampton, Kool and the Gang, Mary J. Blige. So
I'm just saying, we're supposed to be the experts, Joe. You more than me.
I had Frampton.
I know, but how many points do you have?
I have four.
How many times have the Black Eyed Peas been nominated?
All right.
I have four.
I said supposed to be. Who else did I draft?
We don't need to get into that. We don't need to get into that.
Listen, you're having your own goose egg year right now, all right?
Yeah, but how I won it? Last year.
That's true.
Did you? Uh-huh. Okay, see?
He had Willie and George Michael. Cher, Ozzy, Frampton, Foreigner, Kool and the Gang, Dave Matthews Band, Mary J. Blige.
Weird.
Ants go marching in.
Now,
what
thing
I will
is,
say. Oh, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, what you're missing is he's going to give us an eighth. It's no. going to.
But this is a diverse class, actually, because there's a lot of non-white people in the Dave Matthews Band.
There are some.
That is true. There are some.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say a lot. I'd say fair, some. But
Boyd, Carter, Beauford, maybe.
There's a Frenchman.
Dave is South African.
Dave is South African.
Yeah. My dog, Skip. He was, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What were you saying, Kristen?
I was saying I think you're about to hit us with an eighth.
There hasn't been a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of eight inductees since like 2001.
Mm-hmm. And yet,
until
he's gonna hit play. Yeah,
can I kick it? Yes,
really?
No way!
That's sweet.
No way!
Good for Q-Tip, dude.
A tribe
that
called
is great.
Quest. Yeah,
that is great.
Awesome.
See, that's great. That's mm-hmm. great. I'm glad about that. That's fun, and I'm happy about it. That
and
gives
so
me a
they
little
did
something.
Get hip hop in through the bout this
they said,
year.
Let's do
they
eight.
Had to stretch it to eight. I'm not saying that like Mary J. and Tribe were 7 and 8. If I had to guess, I would say
I
probably
think they were.
Uh-huh. And so I think if they're gonna stretch to eight for them,
this
then
is
that is a smart thing to do.
Eight
the hall
straight
knows that. They really can't afford to go a year without hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
And so Tribe, this is amazing. We did not think it was going to happen.
No way.
They are a huge snub and one of my favorites, yeah. One of our favorites. I think all three of us.
Truly.
And I think they will play.
Yeah. Get De La Soul in now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thank
yeah,
you.
I mean, good Outkast.
Outkast, yeah, this is really clear as this for Outkast.
Also, I think all eight will perform too.
How are they going to run this show?
Yeah.
You know.
Ooh. Well, you know Dave goes long.
That's right. The yeah. jam. the jam.
Doing his dance, really. Noodling.
Noodling.
But this was Tribe's third nomination in a row. I was starting to feel weird about it, but I'm glad we got. And we do have eight for the first time since 2001. And everyone performing, it's going to be crowded. I mean, last year it was like four performed out of like.
Yeah this is, they're going to have.
That was including one musical excellence.
A real opposite prob this year. And especially because we don't know who's getting in, if there's any musical excellence performer types. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about those side categories.
Very likely.
We intend to.
No weddings. Likely.
I will be getting married 3 weeks before or 2 weeks before. I will probably be returning from my honeymoon and then going to probably going to
straight to Cleveland.
To Cleveland.
Let's talk about these side categories, because there are side categories this year. As mm-hmm. we've seen the last few years, they've really beefed up these side categories to include more people. I'll start with the Ahmet Erdogan Award, just to kind of get it out of the way.
Just to get his right. name out of the way.
It's the non-performer category.
Which friend of Bruce Springsteen got in this
year? Yeah, is it?
This is a person who I did not know when I saw the name.
Uh-huh.
I looked it up. It's a woman.
Mm. Oh, a woman?
It's a woman who is of Jamaican and Haitian descent. Okay. A woman of color. Mm-hmm. Her name is Suzanne DePass.
Okay.
And she was a Motown person. She discovered the Jackson 5, Commodores, Rick James, signed a bunch of artists to Motown Records, and then seemed to have a very illustrious career as a like TV special producer, like Motown's Anniversary.
Does she continue to live?
She continues to live.
That is great.
That's an interesting way to put it.
That's a great thing.
I believe she is another.
The way that he was describing her could have been either way.
She is another entrant in the septuagenarian club. She's 77 years old. But it seems as though she's getting inducted as an important part of the Motown.
Congratulations. More Motown. I'm always pro.
And of the people who could be inducted in the Erdogan Award, I'd say this is a win.
Yeah, this is a win. I like it.
All right. So I'd say let's do influence before we do excellence.
Hey.
And it's not early influence anymore.
You're telling the story, man.
I am.
Let's go.
I am.
It's just influence now.
It's musical influence, which is meaningless. And I'm not, for the first few, I'm not going to play anything for these artists because I don't think you'd recognize it. First guy, his name is Alexis Corner. Does it mean anything?
It sounds like a punchline for a joke, you know.
He is, they sometimes call him the father of the British blues. He opened the London Blues and Barrel House Club.
The father of the British blues is a black person from America.
Yeah, it is weird that
they are all just white British guys co-opting black American culture. There is no British blues.
He had a group called the Blues Incorporated, and he had these clubs that, you know, the Rolling Stones and Clapton and Led Zeppelin and Rod Stewart would play at and go to.
They would go to Alexis Corner.
But it was not called Alexis Corner. It was
what a called missed the opportunity. Ealing Club.
But we don't have to spend a ton of time on him. Do you guys know who John Mayall is?
I do know the name.
Not Mayall.
John Mayall. I don't know how to pronounce it. This one, he's the godfather of British blues.
Get out of here with this. That is an oxymoron. It doesn't exist. Yeah. British blues do not exist.
Right. And so he had a group called the Blues Breakers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which famously...
John Mayall's Blues Breakers.
Famously, Eric Clapton left the Yardbirds to join the Blues Breakers.
That's why I've heard of them.
He had Peter Green and John McVie before they started Fleetwood Mac. He had Mick Taylor before he joined the Rolling Stones. He's just like a blues guy that they all respected.
Mm-hmm.
Alexis Corner, not alive, but I believe John Mayall is alive, and he is 90. All right, so got those out of the way so we can get to a more fun one. The third and final Musical Influence Award.
You ain't nothing but
amazing. That's so great.
Yeah, Big Mama Thornton.
Look at Joe. Like, that is, like
Hound Dog, Ball and Chain, obviously influence on Elvis, Janis Joplin. The long snub should have been in, like, in the 80s, probably. Like, a really foundational blues singer. I mean, she fucking originated Hound Dog. What more do you need?
Yeah.
And so this is cool. We will see Big Mama Thornton finally, someone we've been saying... Every year we're like, probably Big Mama Thornton and influence this year. But it's finally happening.
And just, you know, and then we're also finally getting these British blues guys in. You know, I've been saying it forever.
Having two guys who are the father of British blues at the same year is weird.
Like, who did this? Like, whose little pet? Is Lil Steven in there? Like, who is into...
I mean, there's plenty of guys like that who are into it. But let's go to musical excellence, because there are...
I'm glad they let the guy who spray-painted Clapton as God.
There are several musical excellence...
Oh, whoa.
We've got Norman Whitfield, who is a Motown guy, wrote a lot of Temptation songs.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
And so that's great. That's one that's been on my list for a long time, Norman Whitfield. I think Barrett Strong should be included there. They were like a songwriting team. He did stuff without Barrett Strong, but they are like, again, maybe
weird they picked one.
Yeah, I mean, like it's sometimes they do that. It's stupid though, just like put them both in because they had a... All right, now there's actually a few more musical excellence left.
Wow, there you go. Did anybody draft them this year? I
did draft.
You did?
Yeah. MC5.
I did last year. Damn it.
As my side category, which counts, so it means I get two more points.
Damn.
But yeah, MC5, I drafted them thinking they're going to have to do this eventually. And with Wayne Kramer dying this year, a pivotal member of MC5, it really felt like that this is going to happen. And they were nominated 6 times, which is why we figured they would wind up in one of these side categories, because it just doesn't seem likely that they're going to get in through the front door. It's just at this point, it was 2003, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2022. And so, yeah, I thought maybe it would be an influence, but excellence. I mean, now they're just
whatever,
basically the same
sure,
thing.
It's fine.
Sure. MC5.
I'm glad that's good. Just I'm like, mad yes. that it didn't happen last year put when I would have received some points, but
mm-hmm. sure.
That's fine.
I will say some people are going to continue to receive points as we have.
Oh, dang.
As we have two more musical excellence.
I don't remember
inductees.
Anything from the draft, so we'll see.
This is a really interesting one because I think they could have put this guy on the ballot and he would have gotten in, but they're choosing to do musical excellence because of recent events.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yep.
The Jimmy Buffett.
Who drafted the
I
Buff?
I did draft Jimmy
you did.
Buffett.
Damn. Uh-oh. Pardo.
I can't.
They should have put him in regular. Calling.
And do it. And like do it next year. Like there's so much going on.
Yeah,
like you're competing with that Hollywood Bowl show.
Yep.
Like
yeah.
I understand it's like the moment, but like this is such a stuffed class already. Like mm-hmm. of course they're. I think they're definitely going to do an MC5 tribute. I mean maybe it's so stuffed.
No,
they won't
I'm like if all of the inductees are performing. I'm like, they're just going to do kind of an in memoriam for these musical
excellence.
I don't
know.
People.
I think Tom Morello is going to want to get up there and play Kick Out the Jams with somebody.
I think so, too.
Like Chuck D or
also,
somebody.
Also, no
yeah.
one, I mean, there's been plenty of Buffett tributes. There's been like no MC5 tribute. And the place to do that would be the Rock Hall. Yeah, it's like just put.
And yet, where do you think that the people who are producing the show are going to put more time and energy and money behind a Buffett tribute or an MC5 one.
It's
and I
obvious.
Think we're looking at a parrot head. I think we're looking at everybody in the audience gets a lay.
Maybe they will do what they did with Link Ray, which is like this do. I mean, they'll do like Kick Out the Jams. So they'll do like one yeah. song rather quickly after the package. No speeches or anything like mm-hmm. that. But the Buffett thing, it's so strange because they didn't. It just feels like do this and put him on the ballot and he'll get in.
Yep.
It's just
it's also weird to point out Jimmy Buffett specifically
as musically
musical
excellent. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There is one more musical excellence inductee.
Could you be getting on the board, Joey?
No, no way.
You sure about that?
Dionne Warwick is in?
Did I draft Dionne Warwick?
You drafted Dionne Warwick.
Oh, all right. Sick.
She's getting in?
They're putting her in as musical excellence.
I was just thinking about her today because I was thinking about how much we lobbied for her and that we mm-hmm. kind of have like, you know, I've been feeling a bit... because again, the resistance to Mariah has just reminded me in some ways of the resistance to Dionne, mm-hmm. even though they're not the same at all. It's just like they are women with kind of like beautiful voices. Like mm-hmm. I'm just like,
yeah, Dionne Warwick's more of a stylist. Yes. She's not a, you know, showboat.
She has been on the ballot twice before, 2021 and 2022, has been off the ballot the past 2 years.
Yeah.
She is 83.
All right.
And I think she could have gotten in through the ballot, but also she is 83.
Yeah, I'm glad that
and
she's getting
in. It's just kind of like, let's put her in. I'm glad Big Mama and Dionne especially, it was like, there's only two women with the ballot inductees. So I'm glad they've got Dionne and Big Mama, but then also they had, and you know, Suzanne DePass. Yeah. Then mm-hmm. they all said to be like a couple British blues guys and then like Jimmy Buffett and MC5 and Norman Whitfield. That is 16 inductees.
This is going to be,
with
you know,
11 that are virtually artist inductees.
Stay in your seats,
crazy.
Everybody. We're broadcasting live from Cleveland, Ohio. I mean, this is going to be just an insane show. I don't know how they're going to produce this.
It's going to have to be quick. It's yep. going to have to be like, I think say goodbye to three songs. I'm thinking probably closer to two.
I think one. I think we're looking at a lot of people get to play one and then like maybe a couple of folks get to play two.
Tight speeches. I bet like the era of like, we're going to make the packages a little longer. I think that's probably gone. But to review, Cher, Ozzy Osbourne, Peter Frampton, Foreigner, Kool & the Gang, Dave Matthews Band, Mary J. Blige, and A Tribe Called Quest as your performer inductees, Susanna Pass from Motown, Ahmet Erdogan, Alexis Korner, and John Mayall, separate but both blues godfathers in
separate,
the Musical Influence Award.
But equally
but luckily,
useless.
We've also got Big Mama Thornton, and then Musical Excellence, we've got Norman Whitfield, hopefully Barrett Strong, if I, you know, I have no influence, but if anyone's listening, and then MC5, Jimmy Buffett, Dionne Warwick.
I'm just glad with those two guys in Clapton, now we have three men and a little blues baby.
Here's the thing about... All right, come on.
It's good.
That was just for Joe.
Just
three
for
men
Joe.
And a blues baby.
I just really want to say that I know I'm very put them all in. There's room for everyone.
Uh-oh.
But this might be too many.
We may be going too far.
Take some of them out. All right. Just for the ceremony's sake. Like, I have had to sit through a lot of these things. And, like, granted, there's some things that I am excited about in this. Mm-hmm. But, oh, my
God. It's going to be a long
God,
one.
It's going to be a long one. This is just... Oh, boy.
And the last thing I want to say is that one of our listeners in Cleveland reached out to me and had done some sleuthing. This is Andrea Ortolani.
Thank you, Andrea.
Apologies if I mispronounced your name. But
or Andrea. We don't.
She noticed that the hall has its hours up and it has... one date that it is closing early. Mm-hmm. And she said, this is usually they have like donor parties. They have,
nice
you know,
job.
People
this
come
good.
In. She also said the Ritz-Carlton, which is typically where the artists stay, is like sold out. And the Westin is oddly
Ritz
200.
This is Cleveland.
Incredible.
This is
well
truly
done.
Great.
This rules.
Next level. We don't deserve so,
and
you.
And she's like,
thank
this
you.
Is this is where they use the for the inductees and the
if
performers.
If you say
and stuff.
It's on my
she
wedding
was,
day, I will actually
she
like
was
lose my
hotels.
No, I don't know. If she, yeah, she was probably looking online.
Yeah.
But yeah, she did say that that weekend is of course October 19th.
No, no, are you serious?
Yeah.
No, you're kidding.
Which is an important date because why, Kristen?
That is my wedding date. Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? I really was. I was kidding. I thought there's no way.
That's what. If the sleuthing is to be believed, which I think it is.
Oh, my God. Well, I guess the streak continues.
The streak of one on, one off for us.
Yeah. Yep. Of just like,
we
wow.
go to a ceremony and then the next year, for some reason, we can't.
Mm-hmm. Because of a wedding.
Because
we
of
can't.
A wedding.
Yeah, it's a wedding.
Or once it was a pandemic, so I guess.
Oh, yeah.
The wedding
that
of,
one doesn't count.
Of germs and
one
people.
Count.
Yeah, because it wasn't real. It was a hoax.
And
yeah.
it didn't happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so whoops.
Wow. For real?
Yeah.
That is so stupid. That is so dumb. Andrea, mm-hmm. I hope that you're wrong. I mean...
Andrea,
I would be,
I hope you're right because the work you put into this
I
is
do
too good.
Too,
I'm sorry you're
so
missing
funny.
The ceremony, guys.
I mean, no, that's fine by me.
I'm like, if it's on a Friday.
Come on.
Would I do it?
No.
Because the festivities for your wedding don't start until Saturday.
Yes, that's correct.
It's not like there's stuff the night before.
There
at
is
least
not.
For at least for me.
No, it's just everything will start around, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. On Saturday. If you can go, you're welcome to go.
I know. I'm just, it will probably be a Saturday though. But it was a
Friday
last year.
When it was, it was a Friday when we were, oh no, it was a Saturday when we were in New Orleans because the wedding
right.
was on a Friday.
Right.
And then last year
I believe the ceremony was on a Friday. Though,
a Friday.
I want to say.
In New York.
Yeah.
And this year.
But I think in a way it's, appropriate for this show.
It's
yeah,
like
it's perfect.
It's like too perfect. That is so
stupid.
Funny.
Wife acts like baby and has her wedding day on the ceremony
is insane.
Day.
This is going
so
to put
funny.
A lot of pressure on me in 2 years to get married and yes. then schedule it.
Wow, wild times. Okay, well, you
but
know.
That's it. And we are going on a bit of a break. But if you want to continue to listen to us. Chat about the hall and music and other things, you can find us on patreon.com/rockhallpod. Sign up, It's pretty cheap, $5 a month. And if you want to be able to influence what we talk about, $10 a month. Yeah. So, and other perks. Joey, thanks for joining us. This was fun. Where can people find you? And what would you like to get out there?
Roundball Rock is my podcast about basketball. You know, it's playoffs. Pretty fun stuff.
Yeah, get into it. Exciting times.
It's, you know, it's the playoffs when last week we put up an episode that was a 90-minute review of the Lindsay Lohan movie Irish Wish, starring Steph Curry's wife.
That's good. Yeah, I like that. Not the movie's
good.
I like the
idea. Is married to Steph Curry.
No, Aisha Curry is the best friend in Irish Wish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Check that out,
like,
listeners.
There's no way I would have missed that. Yeah.
Of course, our listeners know they can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at RockHallPod. RockHallPod@gmail.com is the email. Thank you to Pantheon Podcast for hosting us. Thank you to Mike Lloyd for the logo. Yusuf Kim for the music. And yeah, that's gonna do it. Check out the Patreon if you want to keep hearing us squawk. But until then, I'm Joe Quazala.
I'm Kristen Studdard.
And who cares
about the about rock
Kristen's
hall.
Wedding?
Exactly. I can't believe it. Wild times.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.